With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is formally repealing an Obama-era scientific finding that greenhouse gases pose a public health threat. President Trump says the climate rule, known as the endangerment finding, never had any basis in fact.
And yet this radical rule became the legal foundation for the Green New Scam, one of the greatest scams in history, probably as great, maybe even greater than Russia hoax, etc., which the Obama and Biden administration used to destroy countless jobs. And the jobs have been just decimated, although they're all coming back because of tariffs. They're all coming back into our country at levels we've never seen before.
And the president told Israel's prime minister that the U.S. will continue its nuclear talks with Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu for more than 2 hours, the president said it was a very good meeting, but nothing definitive was reached. He wrote online that he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue to see whether or not a deal can be consummated. Netanyahu has long pushed for stronger U.S. action toward the Iranian regime, including a call for an end to all uranium enrichment. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Key senators and the families of the 67 people killed in that airliner collision with an Army helicopter near the nation's capital last year are convinced that advanced aircraft locator systems could have saved lives. Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Cruz says for years, safety has relied on a Swiss cheese model to manage risk.
Layers upon layers of human intervention and technology are meant to close any vulnerabilities or figurative holes left by the previous layer.
Tragically, though, he says sometimes those holes line up in the wrong way and lives are lost. It remains unclear whether Congress will pass a bill requiring planes to use the latest technology. This is SRN News. Christians still supportive of President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that white evangelicals remain perhaps his strongest constituency. About 70% of them like the way the president is doing his job, and nearly 60% support all or most of his policies and actions. However, there has been some slippage from the early days of Mr. Trump's second term, when 66% of white evangelicals say they backed all or most of his policies. Michael Harrington reporting.
The president is planning to withhold some public health and transportation money from a group of Democratic-led states over their continued promotion of transgenderism and DEI. Full details have not been released, but the administration is reportedly looking at California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The offices of the governors of all four states say they've not received any communication from the Trump administration about those plans. This is SRN News. At the Winter Olympics, skeleton racer Vladley Haraskevich is disqualified for wearing a banned tribute helmet portraying fellow Ukrainians killed in the war with Russia.
International Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says the IOC wants Haraskevich to have his moment, and it feels his grief over the war in Ukraine.
There are 130 conflicts going on in the world. We cannot have 130 different conflicts featured, however terrible they are. We cannot have them featured during the field of play, during the actual competition.
Haraskevich says the IOC's decision plays along with Russian propaganda. Haraskevich was among the fastest in training leading into the Olympic races. I'm Donna Warder.
Chloe Kim will be in the half pipe later as she tries to become the first snowboarder to win three straight Olympic gold medals. Could happen later today. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.